Hello, and welcome to Songwriter Spotlight, the Western Mass Songwriters Collaborative Series. I'm Dr. Dan, your host of the show, where we feature Western Mass songwriters who perform their original songs and talk about the art of songwriting. Stay tuned to explore more about music and the tunesmithing that creates it. Welcome to another episode of Songwriter Spotlight's Highlights, where we feature songs from past shows. We'll start with the emotive and thoughtful music of Sean Chartier with Retail Therapy.
So the song is called Retail Therapy, and I wrote it while sitting at the Hampshire Mall in the food court in the middle of the day one day, and I was struck by how sad and empty the mall was. I've grown up here my whole life, and when I was younger, I remember it was a little more busy at the mall. There'd be people everywhere, but now it's only like on the holidays, it's like that. And the rest of the year, it's very sad to go there and sit around and look at this empty building that used to be full of life. And when I was sitting there in the food court, I was kind of going through a bit of a breakup at the time, and I was struck by, you know, the similarity of looking back on the relationship and feeling wistful about it, but also the wistfulness of the empty mall that I used to know and used to be full of life. So I think the mall is the saddest damn place. The bright empty storefronts, the wide empty spaces. The workers mill about there with nothing to do. That's how the day feels when I'm not with you. Suburban white ladies are clutching their bags. Kiosk man selling phone cases is nagging me. Old high school faces keep on drifting through. The way I keep drifting when I'm not with you. The corridors smell like cheap candles and dust. And the fountain in the food court is dried up and busted. At 6 o'clock sharp all the shutters will come down. The first place to close in this town. Stands been open for 21 years, but the Chinese food shop is all closed up and cleared out. The shoe store blasts pop songs for no one to hear, and that's how I feel when I don't have you near me. The dollar store outlet hangs on by a thread. The roller skate rink is all dark, it looks dead up there. The bathroom is filthy, there's trash on the ground. And that's how it feels now that you're not around. The arcade is lit up, but nobody's going. The Cinemark's empty, there's nothing good showing. This whole place could vanish, and no one would know. But if you were here, then this place would be glowing. 'Cause everywhere you go, you shine so bright. You'd still look so pretty neath these fluorescent lights. And I'm bored of the stores as the people pass through. Not a single one's half as lovely as you. Don't have much hope left for retail therapy. I guess the millennials killed this poor industry. And look now, the mall is the saddest damn place. And everything here makes me think of your face.
Our next song was recorded during the pandemic by Peter Lendorf with his unique sense of humor and his excellent performance.
This song is called A Marriage of Convenience. I live on Main Street in a really small town in Massachusetts, and I used to walk down to our local convenience store and pick up milk and ice cream and things like that. And I noticed this young couple working there. Actually, he was working there, and she was dressed up like it was a date, keeping him company. And so I started to think about them, you know, every time I'd go in. And then, as songwriters do, I gave them names and created a life for them. Well, Billy worked on Main Street at the little store. He just bought a little truck. It was a 4x4. Monday on his day off, he was driving down the street. He was getting kind of hungry for something good to eat. For lunch, he bought a Slurpee. He bought a Hostess pie. Then he saw her working there. Was love at first sight. Heather was a pretty gal. She was tall, she was slim. He smiled at her, she smiled at him. He smiled right back again. It's a marriage of convenience, a marriage made in heaven. Billy works at the Cumberland Farms and Heather at the 7-Eleven. Well, Billy bought a Hostess pie almost every day. 4 or 5 weeks later, he asked her on a date. They said they might get married. They never reached second base. But Heather always kept a few condoms just in case. They kept each other company most days of the week. Billy kept an eye on Heather, and she kept Billy on a short leash. Then one night at Billy's store while he was stocking shelves, Heather was off in the corner reading Cosmo to herself. It's a marriage of convenience, a marriage made in heaven. Billy works at the Cumberland Farms and Heather at the 7-Eleven. Well, a big old rusty car pulled up. It had one headlight out. A guy came in, he walked around. He was checking Heather out. He walked up to Billy and he pulled out a gun. Well, Heather knocked him out with a frozen burrito and a sack of hot dog buns. They vowed right then and there they'd never be apart. They had their wedding party in the 7-Eleven parking lot. All their guests had Slurpees. We all had Hostess pies. And one and all, we offered this toast to the groom and his new bride. It's a marriage of convenience. It's a marriage made in heaven. Billy works at the Cumberland Farms and Heather at the 7-Eleven. Well, Billy and Heather, they run a little store. Heather had that burrito bronze that's hanging by the door. If you stop in to see them, tell them I said hi. And pick up a gallon of milk and a Hostess pie. It's a marriage of convenience. It's a marriage made in heaven. Billy works at the Cumberland Farms and Heather at the 7-Eleven. It's a marriage of convenience. It's a marriage made in heaven. Billy works at the Cumberland Farms and Heather at the 7-Eleven. Do 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 do.
Now we'll hear Katie Clark and Larry LeBlanc perform a song in the roots tradition, Hard Rain.
Well, this is a song that Larry and I have been doing for a while, and it's a song of mine, and then we added a little blackberry blossom onto the front of it. So I will do this one for you. It's called Hard Rain. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Amato beautifully conjures up the magic of music and memory. Amarillo.
Next song is one I wrote about a woman that I'd met at a show I was doing with a friend of mine, Ali Rossi, and a guitarist, Kenny Lynch, from the area. We were over in Brimfield at a winery, Brimfield Winery, and this woman approached me asking me to play a song, and we got to talking. You know, I think the wine had gotten to her a little bit. but I remember the story very vividly, and I wanted to write this song about that experience, and it's called Amarillo.
Summer in the north, warm sun through the pines, smell of sweet grass and strawberry wine, playing my songs for a map dot town that day. When a gray-haired woman came to me and said, "You're a little young, but you know it, I bet. Can you play a song that puts me right back at 22? Every word, yeah, she knew them all. I could see it in her eyes, a memory from long ago. To that summer she spent by his side, never felt more free, never felt more alive. With that Texas orange red sunset hanging low, that old song is still her favorite place to go. Swaying in the wind and holding that wine glass close to her chin, right here in front of me, but clearly lost in time. With my old guitar ringing out that song, just like she remembered in days long gone, put her right back to the bars on that moonlit street when she looked at me. Every word, yeah, she knew them all. I could see it in her eyes, a memory from long ago. To that summer she spent by his side, never felt more free, never felt more alive. That Texas orange red sunset hanging low, that old song. Till the faded night that they said goodbye, she held his hand tight and wouldn't let go. And he said, "Don't cry, just remember the good times that we used to know."
Charlie Diamond's song is a freewheeling tour of life in the city of Northampton, Ruthie and Me.
I'm the space between your pillow and the canals of your mind, where you dance and reach for your dreams. This is me and Ruthie. invited me to the Raven sometime late last week to take part in a demonstration of my ideology. We marched right past the tunnel bar and a wink she shot at me. She said, let's sing them a tune and maybe they'll give us our drinks for free. So we walked over to Faces and we bought a blank white t-shirt. She sold a can of spray paint and then we got to work. Well, Sean, me and Ruthie, I'm more than just two kids. Well, Sean, how life can make you die, but dreams can make you live. On the second floor of dorms, we walked by the senator's room. Sat down in the photo booth and watched the flashes boom. She said, I want to change the world someday. I want to show them what we can do. Well, Ruthie, you got my back and I know that I got you. We slipped down at a psychic underneath the neon lights. We was looking for information, but something didn't feel right. She said, ah, oh, you and Ruthie are more than just two kids. So Ruthie broke that gypsy's crystal ball and said, I'll show you how to live. We flew down a side alley to a ballroom on Pearl Street. It's where the bums go for money and the musicians go to meet. Me and Ruthie, we started to sing as backups in a band. And when the chorus kicked in, she held my heart, but she also held my hand. We ended up on the stairs to a lounge in a building we like. Bishop's Lounge it was called, and tonight was an open mic. My Ruthie up on the stage, and natural, she blew off their lids. She said, life will make you die, but dreams will make you live. Down the block inside an old bank was an art show in a gallery. I can't afford a lot of paintings, but I can afford a drink if it's free. I imagined I owned the joint and the party was just for me. Until Ruthie sold an expensive print and hid it in her teeth. On the corner was a candy store, in the window you see all kinds. Underground was a music shop where we spent most of our time. As Ruthie pushed me against the wall and gave me a big old kiss, she said, life will make you die, but dreams will make you live. Oh, she said, life will make you die, but dreams will make you live.
Last tune, also recorded during the pandemic, is a tribute to the city where Abigail Russell was born and raised, 413.
Depends, and this song was really special to me, and I wanted to find the right words, and I wanted it to resonate with other people, because it is all about my hometown, Springfield, Massachusetts, which is where I was born and raised, and which is where I still live today. And I wanted the song to resonate not just with people who live in Springfield or Western Mass or even Massachusetts. I wanted it to be relatable to people all around the world thinking about their hometowns as well. So I really wanted to be careful with the words I chose, and that's why this song is very important to me. So without further ado, here is 413. Original song 413, like I said, all about growing up here in Western Mass, and I hope that, again, no matter where you are in the world, that you can relate to that song in some way as well.
Thanks for watching our show. I would like to acknowledge the support of the Western Mass Songwriters Collaborative, promoting the original music scene in Western Massachusetts. If you want to learn more about the WMSC, go to their Facebook page. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Dan. I hope you'll tune in again for the show that puts a spotlight on songwriters.